We're going to take you back on a ride to Anchorage, Alaska. So hang on. We're going to go up there and we're going to spend about 30 minutes and we're going to tell you all about our trip. It was a really awesome trip. Alaska is so beautiful. The mission outreach for the homeless is really unique and is doing a lot of great things up there. We did hiking and sightseeing and serving and painting and just, it was a fast-paced 8 or 9 days. We lost a night going up and a night coming back, so I don't really know how many days we were gone. But Nate, if you could pull up the PowerPoint presentation, and we'll get started on that. Our theme was a servant's heart, and we pretty much covered the whole book of Ephesians in our devotions. We spent each day. Some days we were so busy we didn't get one, but then we did two devotions the next day or whatever, but we might be having some technical difficulties. There was 9 of us from our youth group, and then Terry and I were the adults. We went along with teens from Lansdale Church and also Limerick Cornerstone, I believe, where 2 girls were from that church. And then we had 4 other adults that were with us. Russ and Aaron Tenney were the district leaders that headed up the trip. Russ and Aaron were with Adam Ziegler. Adam is one who runs the mission in Anchorage there, in downtown Anchorage. They went to L.A. on a missions trip as senior high kids 20 years ago. So I was amazed at the connection, and Adam and Shauna, and maybe Shannon, maybe know Adam too, but went to ENC together with Bill and Danielle Foss and with Janelle Brooks. It's such a small Nazarene community, and that amazed me. So I can't wait. If I'm still alive in 20 years, I want to see where our teens, where they're serving and what they're doing, how impactful that missions trip was for Adam and Aaron and Russ 20 years ago to L.A. and where they're serving today. So that was really neat for me to see that going. We're all the way up in Anchorage, Alaska, and you can see how small the service is of our Nazarene graduates. Any luck there, Nate? I know the file's really big. We have 172 pictures. Okay, stall for 2 more minutes, Lee. All right. There's so many things I can talk about. Anchorage was really neat. It's about the size of Harrisburg, but there's the airport's right in the middle of the city, and beside the terminal they have a rectangular lake. And off that lake they have little waterways, little parking spots for float planes. This is in the middle of the city. They have a float plane airport. I could live there. I could do that. There's no income tax. There's no sales tax. And the state pays each person $2,000 a year to live there. Now, that's the way it should be. People are walking around with their Glocks and their SIGs on their belt. You know, it's like, oh, this is cool. People were happy. There's no road rage. We went to clean the van at the end of our trip, and there was no place to put the quarters in the vacuum. It was free. It's like, oh, my word. But anyway, so it's a different place. Obviously, we were there during the best weather of the year. I mean, the highs were in the mid-70s, the lows in the high 50s. One day it got up to 75, and the local people were going, oh, this is hot. Oh, this is hot. It's like, oh, it's 94 back home. So, the weather was absolutely gorgeous. Are my 2 minutes up, Lee? Windows 10, okay. What else can I tell you? The mission, New Hope on the Last Frontier, was the name of the mission. It was formerly the Nazarene District offices. There's a sanctuary. There's offices in the basement. Then is the food kitchen, the food pantry, and the kitchen and the serving area. When we got there after driving, and I don't want to steal Josh's thunder here on the travel part, but we got there after we left here midnight Friday night. Drove to Philly, flew to Alaska. We got off the plane, and it's like, what day is it? They said, oh, hey, you're just in time. We're going to have a service, Saturday afternoon service. A couple of us went downstairs and started cooking hamburgers. So after the service for the homeless on Saturdays, they have a meal. The way it works is you have to come to the service to come down to the meal, but it's all free. It's open to the public. We had about 30 homeless folks, mostly Native Alaskans, come. And then we served a meal and cleaned up after the meal. We sat and talked with them, ate with them. Really neat experience. And then right before we came back, right before we came back, we did the same thing that Saturday night, too. So go ahead and I think it should start. There we go. And that's just another look at all the different scripture references. And I'll let Josh talk about our travel.
So, like Dad said, we left at about midnight on, was that Friday night? And then we stopped in Chicago, then went up to Alaska. And you can see a lot of good aerial shots of like glaciers. And it was pretty neat. We flew over like a whole load of mountains, and you can see there, just covered in snow. But when we were in Anchorage, the weather, like, there were some nearby mountains that were covered in snow, but we went hiking on a couple times, and the the one hike where we went up Flat Top Mountain, we actually left at about 7:30 in the evening, and we didn't finish until we got back probably about 11:30. And that shot there is about 7:30, 8 o'clock at night. But it looks like it's just middle of the day. But it was pretty neat. You'll notice some of the pictures here of the hike are a little fuzzy. Well, that's because some of the lower coming clouds were actually in the clouds sometimes. That's the mountain, but we went up to the top, but it was covered in a cloud there, but later, when we went up to the top, it wasn't completely covered. We started with some just sort of foothills, and then we started climbing. Eventually got to the point where you had to use your hands to get up because it was so rocky. There in the background, you can't really see it too well, but there's the river and Anchorage just in the background. I think we have some better pictures of that. There we're just hiking up. There was a halfway point if you didn't want to go all the way up. A lot of people just went to that. I think that's actually the halfway point there. Yeah, Dad was a little slacking. Right after about halfway, there were some stairs going up a ways yet. There's Dad and Mom slacking. Yeah, almost. And there you can kind of see just how far it was. I think the whole trail was like a mile and a half, about. And there's Andrew, Lillian, and I standing at the top. There's a little flagpole at the very top you could hike up to. A bunch of us took pictures by it. And there's a picture of Dylan, and then I think the one on the right is just a flag. Or just a flag there. And you can see the river in the background. That's Alexis. And the cool thing about Anchorage was it was a big city, but it was just really spread out. When you're walking around, it almost seemed like you weren't even in a city at all, unless you were in downtown. That's us starting to go down. And sometimes you had to be careful towards the top. You had to slowly just kind of crawl down, otherwise you would slide. And it was, we climbed like 1,300 feet. Vertically. But yeah, it was pretty steep towards the top. And then, about 11 o'clock, when it finally started, the sun started to set. Now, I think nighttime lasted, where the sun was visibly down, was about 4 hours, sometime 12:30 to 1, and then it came up about 4:30. This was another time we went hiking. We went hiking on a glacier trail, and there was a stream right beside the trail. It was pretty neat. And there were actually a couple spots where there would be like a pipe coming out of the cliffside where you could actually get water from the glaciers. And it was also very windy on a couple of the areas, like just off the bay. They were all getting water. The nice thing was it was really cold, so we're hiking, you could drink some cold water. we stopped at a like a little what like a what'd you call that? Yeah, like a little spot you could get like real good pictures of like the clouds and the mountains in the background.
Up to Portage Glacier. There's only one highway along the bay, the Big Bay, from Anchorage, and it goes all the way down to Seward, or there is one turnoff where you can go down to Homer. We did go down to Seward on our day off on Friday. That is Portage Glacier right there. The mountains were awesome. I mean, they were just so beautiful and different. Each one was different. There's a view up the stream from the glacier and a view on the left side down the stream. Just so pretty. And it's like, how can we deny that there isn't a creator? This is from up near the glacier, looking back down toward the trail that we hiked up. You can see our group there on the snowpack. That's a big pile of snow. It's a little dirty, but that's all snow. It's, I don't know, 10, 12 feet thick right there. It's like a mini glacier that we played on for a little bit. There are little holes and things to explore, and of course, a few snowballs got thrown around, but we're walking on snow right there. And here's our group again, a shot looking down the trail. We just had it was perfect. We're walking around in shorts. It's 65 degrees out. The water, now here I did get a little reflection from the camera, but the water was so clear, you couldn't tell where the top of the water was when you're actually looking at it. It was coming out of the glacier. Okay, now we're back down to the New Hope facility. This is the entrance to the sanctuary right here, or the entrance to go downstairs to the food pantry. And this is our group once again in front of their sign out front. We did a little bit of everything. We're going to show you some slides here as we go through what we did at the facility itself. Here's another couple pictures of it. We did painting. We did steam cleaning. We cleaned the rugs. We dusted the sanctuary. We cleaned the windows. New Hope itself has a lot of different things that it does for the community. They have a community garden. They've recently started financial classes. I mean, the state gives each individual $2,000 each year, and Adam's vision is to how to help some of the people get out of poverty with that money, with the resources that are available from the state to keep going. We totally redid two bathrooms upstairs. We painted the hallways. We reorganized some rooms, and we'll see pictures of each of those. Now, I want you to take note there. Noah's actually working, okay? And we got a picture of it. Now there he's sitting on the toilet, but and I'm working, but... So we had a lot of fun, though. We really did have a lot of fun. We worked all the time. There's what the bathrooms looked like when they were finished. We did put seats on the toilet, so that picture's missing a seat there. But we went all the way down to the plumbing in the wall. We changed out the light bulbs. We put in new light bulbs. The upstairs above the offices is where they want to rent out to different tenants to help pay for the expenses of managing the ministry there. So we were redoing the total upstairs so that it was presentable and looked fresh for clients to be able to rent rooms up there. There is one gentleman up there that he runs a video company that does outdoor adventures in Alaska. He already has an office upstairs. But we taped, there's Lillian is there in the stairway, and Hannah and Maddie are upstairs in the hallway. Being a little crazy. Sometimes there was actually, they were actually getting some paint on the walls. and there's a stairway that goes up. We took off the handrails, and it was a total redo on the painting for the stairway in the hallway. They had a couple rooms upstairs where we were working that just a whole bunch of stuff had been donated. It was just thrown in there. Terry had a group that was in charge of reorganizing all this stuff. To combine a couple rooms, to put some shelves together. The young men and women that we took along worked great. We didn't hear any complaining. It was a really good group. They represented our church very well, I thought. Just pitching in whatever we said. You know, Adam was always adding more things for us to do. As we would complete one task, he'd have more for us to do. So by the time we were done, we totally renovated, cleaned, steam cleaned the entire facility. Now, this is the after pictures of putting the shelves together and reorganizing those upstairs rooms. We freed up one more room that we painted and was available as an office then. Here, this is down in the basement. This is where they wait be called to get their food on Tuesdays for the food pantry. And we had a lot of things that we were getting rid of. So Dylan's in the truck there too, but Lillian and Josh went with Pastor Adam and made a dump run, what they did with all our garbage. Dylan's wiping down walls. Hannah's over there reorganizing or running the sweeper. I'm not sure what she's doing there. We dusted the sanctuary. We wiped down the walls. This next picture, I don't know. I think these are going to be future OSHA inspectors here in this next picture. They're on the right. had the short guy reaching the highest. I don't know what they were thinking there. But seeing Noah didn't need any help. He could do it himself. Then we washed windows. We really did try to leave it in much better shape than when we got there. And then so we did some weed eating around the property as well to try to make it look better. And then we were finally wore out sometimes, and Hannah just had to take a break. We had taken all the chairs out of the main sanctuary there, and we're ready to steam clean that. One of the neat things they do, they have a community garden, a lot of raised beds that anybody can plant. With so much sunshine, everything was green and vibrant and just looked great. I mean, it was, in some respects, it might have been a little further along than what our growing time is. Just because they have 20 hours of sunlight every day. But we helped with the garden. We filled up the two big barrels there, kept them full, and watered the raised beds. The neighbors actually have some gardening in some of the raised beds too. So it's quite open. There's no restrictions on that. They have it fenced to keep the animals out. Now back to the food pantry. This was on Tuesday. Here our group is stocking up. The food pantry opens at 9:30. They serve about 150 people. This is some of the rooms where they keep everything stored in the basement. It was packed. Every little nook and cranny had food sticking in it. So we helped stock all the shelves to be ready to let the public in Tuesday. The customers that came in, they had to carry everything out themselves. So we saw backpacks, we saw suitcases, we saw cardboard boxes that they would bring in to collect their food and to go ahead and take it out with them. So there were refrigerated items, there were frozen items, canned items, fresh fruit, and bread, all kinds of bread. There on the right is a bread rack. I think we have another picture of that too, but it's not a very big room. And then one at a time, they would be called in, and then we escorted them. We drove the cart around, and they either set their backpack in that or set their suitcase in that. There was no restrictions on who could come into the food pantry. They just had to register upstairs before they came downstairs. Then Pastor Stacy had each shelf, each station marked of how many items they could take. Here's the bread boys restocking the bread on the bread shelves there. And I think I'm back there with one of the clients behind Josh there. I'm going around with one of the clients, one of the customers. Everything gets shipped in. They don't have hardly anything up there that isn't trucked in. Here's Terry with the customer and Lexi with one too. There's no state or federal support at all for the food pantry. This is a shot of Adam and Noah working on hamburgers the first Saturday night we were there, getting ready for the meal after the service. So a couple of us had to be downstairs working on the meal. We don't have very many pictures of actually eating with the Native Alaskans because they didn't like their pictures taken. So we have very few pictures. But here, that was a picture of about 30 of them and about 20 of us. The food pantry had no canned fruit. They were totally out. And we took the offering money and had about $1,000. We invited the rest of the teens to go with us to Sam's, and we divided them into four teams of four, and said the closest to $250 without going over would win a prize. So we made it a contest, and they had to work on their grocery counting skills and their good shopper skills. And we loaded up on the canned fruit. So we did $1,000 worth of canned fruit. They are all within 72 cents. The winning group, I think, was within 30 cents. So they were quite competitive with that. So we loaded up all the fruit. We borrowed the New Hope box truck and used that to get all the canned fruit to the pantry, to the food pantry. I think Josh and Dylan were on the winning team that were within 30 cents of $250. But it was pretty stressful going, okay, how much did we spend? And did we go over or didn't we go over? But I think they had a lot of fun. Hopefully they did. And Adam told us that that was probably about 5 months of canned fruit for the food pantry. So that would last them a long time with all that canned fruit we got. So we were wheeling through the parking lot with the big carts and all our cans of peaches and pears and all that kind of stuff. Great teamwork. Once again, the kids worked really good together. You know, we said, okay, here's the task. Here's what we want you to do. And turned them loose. And they did it, whatever it was. I mean, we did so many different things up there. But that's a group shot. We want to get everybody together. And then now we're back at the food pantry. They have a little ramp there where you just unload it off the truck and slide it down the chute. And then we did the little stand next to somebody, grab a box and pass it on. And that's how we got it into the food pantry. And we piled it on pallets. It's not a very big pile for $1,000. I was surprised. I thought we'd have more food than that. But they did say we thought we'd have about 5 months worth there for them. There's a couple of boxes of cereal on top just to get them close to the 250. We stopped at the Wildlife Conservation Center on Friday on our way to Seward for our dinner cruise. I don't know whether it was a brown bear or grizzly bear, but lots of bears, a couple bears, lots of elk. Just a beautiful setting. It's at the top of the bay, at the end of the bay, up near Portage Glacier, is where the conservation center is. There's a couple bears. That's one of Lexi's shots. I didn't realize there were actually two bears together there, but they stayed in the water the whole time. They must have thought it was hot. It was like 68 degrees. This was an eagle they had there. It was missing one wing. It was missing its left wing, so it was there in the conservation center. But I'm definitely going to have to paint a picture of that guy. Just a magnificent setting there, in the flatlands at the base of the mountains. They had. Besides the elk, they just reintroduced wood bison last year into Alaska. So this is some of the bison herd they had there. There's a young one there on the right in the background. And there's two of the oldest wildlife species they had in the whole center. The flowers in front are called fireweed. They're everywhere. They're really pretty. There's musk ox. They even have fireweed ice cream flavor. It's kind of like somewhere between a raspberry and a tea berry, maybe. I don't know. I don't know my ice cream flavors very good, but it was tasty. Okay, back to Sunday morning at the Jewel Lake Church of the Nazarene. We were there for worship, for the worship service. The pastor's name is MJ, and just like good Nazarenes, they had a potluck after the Sunday morning service, and lots of food. There on the side, I said, all Nazarenes like to eat. That gentleman there was Lappy, I think his nickname was, but he liked to talk, so we let him talk. And this was one of our vans we had for the week. We felt right at home with the old 90-whatever Dodge 15-packs van. So that was pretty, we were used to that. The sun came up, like Josh said, 4:30 in the morning. So we're sitting here in breakfast, and you got to wear sunglasses because you can't see. They had a really nice facility there for us. So if you're on the sunny side, you had to wear sunglasses to see to eat your breakfast. But and here we're doing devotions. Here's a little free time playing some golf with a card game there after we had worked at New Hope before we ate supper one night. And then this is the afterglow. Sunday when we got there, we got there Saturday. Sunday morning, worship, potluck, off the Portage Glacier, back for the afterglow with the teens. Then we played kickball and ultimate frisbee and played games till 10:30 at night, which was 2:30 here. I don't know what we were thinking, but by the time we left up there, we were all acclimated and settled into that time zone, so it's been rough getting readjusted. But we had fun. We used the big beach ball there to play kickball, but nice grassy open area like we have here right beside the church as part of the church grounds. Adam's family, his wife Lori over there on the left, Alana helps sing with worship, and Alex, he's just a little guy there to the right of me, but lots of fun playing frisbee, acting like young kids again. But it wasn't all play. There's a lot of work there, too. I don't know where that big beam was going, but they were moving it. And here's our group in front of the church with our shirts on. And then more games. After we got tired of running around playing kickball and frisbee, we really had a good time with their youth group. We did Wednesday night youth group also. And I think our Bible school pictures are coming up pretty soon. The lady that was in charge of Bible school had so many different games for the kids. They really had a blast. Here we go, Bible school. I guess about 25 kids were in Bible school. We did it Tuesday night, Wednesday night, and Thursday night. Some of us went with the youth group on Wednesday night instead of doing Bible school. Don on the right there was in charge of the Bible school. Crafts and devotions, and you'll see pictures of the kids playing games. Silly string. And that was out on the grass there right beside the church again where we did the Bible school. They had a Goliath. Hey, I'm as tall as Goliath there in that left picture, by the way. Kids were throwing at Goliath's shield there. And then this was different. They're on little carts and trying to pick up the balls and kind of like, what's that game called? Huh? Oh, Hungry Hippos. That's what it was. Hungry Hippos. And then they're trying to step on the toilet paper there as you're running around. Simple games, but the kids had a blast. And then this one, and only the little ones could fit in these little carts to have races. Now, not all the teens helped every night with Bible school. You could pick which nights you wanted to help. And then some of us did go with the youth group on Wednesday night over to the nearby park. And I think we have a couple pictures of that, too. But yeah, they had little mustaches, and they were pushing the carts around. But a great cross-section of different cultures in Anchorage. In the Sunday school class we went to Sunday morning, there were Filipinos that came to Anchorage and stayed. Just a lot of different, different nationalities. They're all American, but just a lot of different cultures in Anchorage itself, besides the native Alaskans. Here they are doing some crafts and some devotions, I think. I know these are the crafts. They did the devotions in the sanctuary. And lots of snacks. The kids always like the snacks. What are we on there, Nate? Are we about like 150, 140? There aren't too many more slides yet. We have some slides of our dinner cruise. Oh, yeah, marshmallows over the grill. That's always popular. So they're making s'mores or cooking marshmallows over the grill. Jewel Lake Park was close to the church. I walked over there one morning, and the parks are open from 6 a.m. to 11 p.m. because there's so much sunlight during the summer. We had just finished our devotions on Wednesday night, and we got sneak attacked by the people from Bible school. So they came over and gave us a nice welcome with all the rest of the cans of silly string. We had silly string everywhere. Josh is making some kind of creation on Pastor Adam's head there. I'm not sure what, but
well, that's there.
Now, this is down in Seward. We went down there, and this is the boat we were on. We went out for about 3 hours. Just another beautiful setting. That sea otter right there, he was like right next to our boat, swimming around as we were getting on the boat, getting ready to go out onto the water. Boats and boats and boats, lots of fishing. A little windy on the boat ride. You can see from the crazy hairstyles there that the kids have. MJ's daughter, Pastor MJ's daughter, Gabby, went with us. Even I had a little bit of a dew going on there in the wind. So you know it had to be windy because I don't have much to go on there. Noah got his hair air dried. That was pretty good. Just a magnificent setting, though. You can't describe it. These pictures just don't do any justice to what it really looked like. The sheer rock formations, the pine trees growing on top of the rocks, the ruggedness of the rocks. And then there's lots and lots of wildlife. We should be coming up here on some of the pictures of that. There's an eagle in this picture. It's real hard to see, but above that rock, flying around behind it. Just beautiful setting. Here we're on our way back. Some of the mountains had the snow on. Some of them didn't have snow on. They all look like they're about the same height, but we saw seals as we were going on our cruise. We saw sea lions on our cruise. They're all kind of hanging out there. They're just sleeping. They weren't too active, but we did get to see some sea lions. Eagles, we saw lots of eagles, maybe half a dozen or so flying around, sitting in the trees. Puffins, they're a strange-looking bird, but we saw lots of puffins there as well. And then lots of seagulls. And I think we're just about done. Who would like to come up and talk? Next? Couple minutes? All right, that's it for our slideshow. And we have just a couple minutes here of comments and thoughts from some of our participants.
Hi, everyone. Something happened to me during on the mission trip that I just wanted to share to every one of you. The teens know this, but Dad and Shauna do not. So here's a little bit of surprise for you. Christ has been letting me for the past 4 years. And on the trip, I celebrated my 4-year anniversary of being a Christian. And quite honestly, it was a memorable experience being up in Alaska, but a couple of days before the trip, I was doing my devotions on my tablet. And my one devotion was about God's will and everything about God's will in your life and what direction he's leading you to. Well, during the missions trip, I just felt such at home being there. I honestly did not want to come home, because I felt that this is where God was leading me to be. And quite honestly, I think God is leading me to be in missions. So, yes, I know photography is one of my main hobbies, but wherever God leads me, I'll be taking pictures of his creation. The mountains, oceans, wildlife, people. So I just want to share to each and every one of you, please keep me in your thoughts, as during this road, God is going to lead me through some twists and turns, but I'll be happy. So, Dad, Shauna, I think you're looking at a missionary soon.
Hesitant to go on the trip, but then I was like, okay, I can do it, because I don't like flying, but I was like, okay, I'll survive this, God will be with me, and everything will be great. And I went, and it was a totally different experience than what I was like expecting to happen. And like I could probably talk all day, but I'll spare you guys. Probably the best thing that happened to me there was Saturday afternoons and evenings when we worked with the homeless people. Like, we just got in Saturday, and we were, everyone was so exhausted and tired, and all we wanted to do was go back to the church and sleep for, like, ever. But we had to get up and put a smile on our face and go out there and talk with the people and stuff. And I was sort of nervous, too. I've never really been around, like, those sort of people, like, I was sort of hesitant, but we got downstairs after the service, and I noticed, like, a bunch of our group was sort of, like, sitting at one table, and I was like, okay, I'll be different, and I went and sat, like, farther away from them with some of the people and some of the homeless people, and I started talking to them, and the one guy opened up right away, and he was very talkative and seemed very happy that, like, I came over and sat with them. And he was just, like, eating his food, and he was all excited that we had hamburgers that night. That was a big deal. And there was a girl sitting across from me, and she didn't really say much. I tried to talk to her, and it was, like, a one-word answer. But then I noticed that she had her nails painted. So I was like, oh, hey, I like your nails. At which point she got this giant smile on her face and was like, oh, thank you, and started telling me about, like, who painted them and stuff like that. And she kept talking then, and I asked her if she came often. And she was like, no, not usually, but I hadn't eaten in a few days, so I remembered that they have this ministry. So she came because she hadn't eaten in, like, a few days. And that just sort of, like, shocked me. Like, I just stopped, and I was like, wow, we take what we have for granted. Like, we might go and complain, oh, mom, there's no food in the house, when we have a house completely full of food. We might not like it, but it's food, and we have it, and we are so blessed with it. While this girl, she didn't have anything, like, literally, she didn't have a home, she didn't have food, but thanks to this program, she was able to come and get a meal to eat. And I was just, like, so thankful that I could be there and heard her story.
We have some shy teens, but I know they each have a lot of stories. I just want to say thank you. I'm very grateful. Our group is grateful for the financial support, the prayer support. The trip was very busy, but it was awesome. Things went very well. And so thank you very much. I can't wait to see where our teens are 20 years from now from this kind of experience. So thank you.
How grateful we are for our young people, Tom and Terry, and for all of you that have supported our teens on this trip. What a tremendous privilege and opportunity to hear and see your pictures today. We're thrilled. I have a vision that everybody will go on a missions trip, whether it's to Alaska or it's across the street. We have a heart for people. And I just appreciated so much what you said, Alexis and Hannah and Tom and all of you sharing. Good job. Let's give them one more hand. Thank you. Anxious to see how God leads you in the years ahead. Thank you. You're dismissed.